Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jerry Taylor, speaking to you on January 10th, 2017. Well, thanks to each of you for listening to the show, and I also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. And a special thanks today goes to Golden Predator, which is joining this show as a sponsor for the first time. Besides Golden Predator, the sponsors for today's show are DynaCert, RN Resources, and Novo Resources. And I'm very proud to have these companies as sponsors. Each and every one of them I have invested in, and they are all of them recommendations in my newsletter, Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, which you can subscribe to at miningstocks.com. Now, Novo Resources put out some very important information today. They talked about bulk sampling from one of the lower grade areas of the Beatons Creek project, that's in northwestern Australia. And reading beyond the headlines, the news from the company's 30,000-ton bulk sampling project, to me, looked pretty good. But I'm guessing that the average retail investor looked at the headline numbers of 1.88 grams per ton gold, and they sort of shrugged it off. And maybe many of the people sold the stock without reading further into the press release. So when I dug a little bit into the press release, it seemed pretty encouraging to me. But to help our listeners better understand what this news really means, I'm delighted to tell you that on short notice, Dr. Quinton Henning has joined me, and he's with me right now. Thanks for being with me, Dr. Henning.
Thank you, Jay.
I just really have to try to ferret out what this really means, because admittedly, looking at 1.88 grams per ton, small deposit at this stage, it's probably not going to get a lot of people terribly excited, and maybe some people were expecting a bigger number. I don't know, but looking at it in detail, it looked pretty good to me. First of all, maybe you can just tell our listeners what the purpose of this bulk sampling program was.
Yeah, sure. Look, this is a trial, basically a trial mining, but you know, we call it bulk sample process, where we collected a 30,000 ton sample, and what we gleaned from this was data regarding how this deposit can potentially be mined, what kind of aspects we're looking at in terms of dilution, grade reconciliation, things like that. Mm-hmm. But, most importantly, we were trying to determine what kind of grade to expect from this, this bulk sample. The deposit, as you know, listeners who are familiar with our story know, there is a nugget effect at Beatons Creek, and you really can only get a concrete answer about grade when you process large samples like this. So it provided a very valuable picture of what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. And so a 1.88 grade, and I believe that this actually was higher than the grade that was anticipated previously, showing that once you bulk sample or once you bring a lot of this material together, the average is higher than if you just use drilling or some other processes for estimating grade. And so I guess in that regard, it was a success, right? Was it 14% higher than anticipated or something like that?
Correct. But, you know, bear in mind, we're kind of comparing apples and oranges here. Uh-huh. Now, the grade that we've reported, 1.88 grams, is what's called a diluted grade. When uh-huh. we mined, we took in a bit of the footwall. There was some internal sandstone beds in the conglomerate that were incorporated in the bulk sample. So it's really a diluted grade. The 1.88 gram reflects, kind of the lower end of what's really probably in that rock. Mm-hmm. We estimated dilution to be around 20 to 30%. Mm-hmm. So that gives you a sense that there's probably considerable more gold in this rock on an undiluted basis. Mm-hmm. Now, the grade that was predicted, the undiluted grade that was predicted by our resource modeling was 1.65 grams per ton. Mm-hmm. So in actuality, the 14% increase is probably higher than what we stated there. But, you know, we're trying to be conservative and present, sure, you know, people with a real case. Now, the other aspect of this, we did sample a lower-grade area. A lot of people wonder why, you know, we would sample the lower-grade end of the spectrum. Well, I wanted to demonstrate that the low-grade, you know, what would potentially be considered somewhat marginal grade, actually demonstrates much better gold content. Uh-huh. So we've done it. We've shown that this deposit carries very good grade, and in fact, that should, you know, transcend all the way up into the higher grade parts of the system.
Right. Well, in your press release, you provided a cross-section that I think is, if people take the time to look at it, is helpful in picturing what you're talking about in terms of, you know, what you're mining, the mining process, dilution, and so forth. But, Quinton, if we look at 20 to 30%, it seems to me that we could be looking at something 2.2 grams per ton or something better than that if you factor out that dilution. But that's likely to be more costly too than if you scoop up all this rock at once, isn't it? Is it going to be more costly to skim off the overburden that's dilutive?
Look, you know, it's a matter of dilution is a matter of tolerance. Like, you don't want to dilute things too much, of course,
Yeah.
because then, you know, your returns aren't as good. But what we found is that we're able to cut down to the top of the ore body fairly efficiently, and I show that in the cross sections that I've drawn for the investors who want to read our news release. I've shown step by step how we drilled this, how we stripped the waste off, how we mined it. And so people can see very clearly where how we're tackling this and where we're seeing this dilution come in. In fact, we can cut the top off, no drilling and blasting. It's very cheap, you know, soft material, so we can strip the waste away very easily, very effectively, right down to the top of the ore body. Where we are seeing dilution is actually much of it is intentional, because when we mine the conglomerate bed, some of the best gold is actually at the bottom of the bed. So we dig down into the footwall sandstone, the stuff that's underneath the conglomerate, a little ways, to make sure that we get that you know, higher grade gold content at the base.
Yeah, well, you have to factor in all those different metrics together to determine the optimal way of mining, and I know that's part of what you'll be doing as you but this is information that's really very helpful in putting together your preliminary economic assessment, I guess, which you are, I guess, still scheduled possibly to have completed by the end of the quarter.
That's right. We're working on it now. This data will fill out the missing blanks, if you will, and we'll publish a PEA in the next few weeks.
Right. Well, I know we've talked about the economics before, the potential economics, I should say, and of course, we never know until you actually start mining what the economics will be. But you're doing all the work possible at a PEA level to get started with this, and I think it's very encouraging. But we did talk about the metallurgy; it's very favorable. The mining, you mentioned there is some dilution there that will have to be taken into consideration. But it looks very good. But and I guess your main focus is definitely on Beaton's Creek right now, right, Quinton? But you do have, I think, very, very exciting blue spec target that you're looking at in some other areas. Could you just perhaps speak for a minute or two about blue spec? What are your plans with blue spec? Will you be drilling and exploring that at the same time that you're moving Beaton's Creek towards some production?
Sure, Dan. Let me give you an update. First of all, we put out a couple of news releases late last year regarding drill assays from the drill program that was completed in November. There were a lot of assays left in the lab, and we are starting to see those come back now that the new year has rolled around. I anticipate putting out at least another news release or two in the next couple of weeks, announcing you know, further drill results from Blue Spec. If you know, listeners recall, Blue Spec is a very high-grade system. We've seen some very, very spectacular numbers come out of this project, and I really hope to see more numbers like that to present to people here shortly. Blue Spec is a vein system much different than Beaton's Creek. It's going to require drilling. It's an exploration stage project. My hope is that once we generate cash flow from Beaton's Creek, we can actually use that some of that cash flow to explore for the high grade at Blue Spec.
So you'll be having some Blue Spec assays coming out here over the next several weeks, Quinton?
Yes, we should have some very shortly. The assays are starting to come in again now that the new year's come.
All right. Aside from the PEA and ongoing assays, in general, what should people be looking forward to through 2017?
Are really going to focus on moving Beaton's Creek forward this year. Now that we've got the data for the PEA, we'll complete that. But our intention is really to move this thing forward to development as quickly as possible. People will recall the permitting timeline for our trial mine last year was a bit longer than hoped, but in all actuality, the regulators looked at our data intently like they would for a full-scale mine. So now they're quite familiar with the project. We think we can advance things very quickly from here on out.
All right. So a lot of that work that might have been done later has already been done and allow you hopefully to accelerate. That sounds really good, Quentin. I want to thank you very much for giving our listeners an update and also clarifying the press release today, which I think a lot of people may have looked at and just sort of said, 1.44, who cares, and they ran away. But the smarter investors, the professionals are certainly not running away. So I want to thank you very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to keeping up to date.